Yeah.
Welcome to our Planning Commission for Riverdale City tonight on August 25th, 2022. October the 25th, 2022. And I don't have to ask that. Well, it looks like nobody is here that has anything they'd like to bring up to us that I'm aware of that isn't on the agenda. So all of the planning commissioners are here with the exception of Amy Ann Spires, who has been excused. Presentation and reports, Mr. Eggett.
Thank you. I'll just quickly reference the Community Development Project Staff's report from the last City Council meeting. We have a multitude of projects. Cheddar's is moving forward. They got Concrete Take 5 and Fizz are both moving forward. Take 5's shell structure is completed for the most part. Fizz is starting to come up out of the ground. J-Dog's tenant fit-up is moving along in their location by Starbucks. Home Goods here are coming along well at their location in the old Gordon's building. Super Chicks is close to being completed. We anticipate probably in the next couple weeks that they'll likely be open. They do need to get their business licensure, but they're working on the building pretty quickly to be completed. Chick-fil-A is taking a little bit more time. Bath Body Works is completed, has received a business license and a certificate of occupancy. Generate Supercenter, I'm not sure on its status. And then Twisted Sugar is coming along. We thought it'd be a little further ahead than it is, but it's still moving along. So I think that's everything that I noted in the Planning Commission meeting or the work session upstairs. I did also, one thing I didn't note, but I will note here, I did receive an email today. It says the I-15 gain lane widening project is officially completed, and I think they said 2 weeks it will be metering from here on forward from Riverdale all the way down into Utah County. Now, up to this point, it's been free and kind of there because they've been off and on the construction, but the project is done and everything will be up and running, and they're proud of it. They claim on their newsletter I got that it's the longest extent of continuous flow carpool lane in the entire United States at 82 miles. So that's something that they're proud of and they put in there. So kind of a weird, fun fact to tell your friends and family to just be a fact. I would say impressive, but I don't know how to impress anybody, but it is a fact. So, but yeah, so 2 weeks they'll be metering that. So that's just a heads up for you. And then, as I noted, obviously election night is on the 8th, and at this point, it looks like we likely will not have a meeting unless something pretty significant pops up that I'm unaware of at this time. So I got a big asterisk that likely there will be no meeting, but there's a chance I may call you into a meeting if something comes up that requires it. Otherwise, happy election day. So with that, that's all I have at this time.
Thank you. And now we have meeting minutes from September the 27th for the regular meeting and October 11th for the work session and regular meeting. If there are no changes, maybe
make a motion that we approve the consent items.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, everyone. That was unanimous. And action item number one, consideration to approve. Consideration to approve Trailside Flats Apartment Site Plan Approval Extension Request for a 6-month period to April the 5th, 2023 for property located at 690 West, 4400 South, Riverdale, Utah, 84405, as requested by Brad Brown. Mr. Eggett?
Thank you. I think initially I'll just read, just for the sake of the record, his brief comment. He sent me an email, Brad being an individual with Stewart Land Company, on October 12, 2022, about 12:30, and it says request for extension. Mike, I am emailing to formally request a 6-month extension of our vestiture on the Trailside Apartment Project in Riverdale. If you could get us on the schedule with the Planning Commission to get that approved, that would agree, or it would be greatly appreciated. Thanks. I messed that up a little bit, but that's what he said. That's directly a result of Title 10, Chapter 25, Section 5, where it talks about the plan and the approval of the plan. Article D, expiration of final site plan approval, extension of final site plan approval. This the six-month period from the date that the original site plan was approved would be the April 5th date of 2023. It was originally approved by the City Council on October 5th, 2022. So the six-month extension would be potentially a consideration that the Planning Commission can make. You are the decision-making body in this case, so your decision will hold on whatever you decide. And again, there have been, as noted in the work session, some water rights, water conveyance challenges for the site over the last year that have effectively, I wouldn't say delayed from our perspective, but impacted the ability of the development group to try to proceed forward with the development of the site and meeting that requirement so that they can get their building permit, if that makes sense. And I did note that in the work session, but I just kind of want to evidence that. Jason Bickley is here representing the interested party and Brad Rowan's group. So if you have any questions for him about the reasons for the delay outside of what I noted, you're welcome to do that. And then if you have any other questions for me about 6 month period and or the process, I'll feel free to do so. And with that, I would defer to the Planning Commission as you see fit to move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Bickley, would you like to come forward to the microphone?
Sure.
State your name and your residence.
I am Jason Bickley. My residence is actually Layton City, but one of the owners of Trailside Flats.
Okay, thank you so much. Commissioners, do you have any questions of Mr. Bickley? Nothing?
That was easy.
Yeah, wow. Easy.
I'll do this more often for that.
Can we ask, have you started the building plan?
Oh, yeah. So, like Mike was saying, it was kind of a chicken and the egg thing. We're nervous to put too much time and investment into the architectural design and everything until we got the water issues worked out and resolved. But, you know, we basically got the construction bid set drawings completely done, and they're out for bid right now. At this point, it would be crazy to start the project in December or February, so we're hoping that, you know, at the latest March, start it.
Anybody else? Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. With that, the motion would be in order.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the Trailside Flats Apartment Site Plan Approval Extension request for 6 month period to April 5th, 2023 for the property located at 690 West 44 South Riverdale.
I'll second it.
All in favor, would you poll the commission, please?
Commissioner Eskelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Wingfield?
Aye.
Commissioner Nye?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Jones?
Aye.
Commissioner Herman?
Aye.
Thank you. The voting has been unanimous. Do any of the planning commissioners have anything they'd like to bring up in our meeting? With that, a motion will
Real quick.
Yes.
Chair, just a quick item of note from the City Council, just so you're aware. You may hear about it. It may have ripples on the Planning Commission bylaws. I don't know yet. We'll see. City Council is going to start to do a dive into their own standard, their like operating procedures. I can't remember the actual term for it, but basically their code of conduct and bylaws. They're going to review that. They're actually supposed to review that, I think, once every 2 years, is what our city attorney said. So depending on what comes out of that, there may be advice, guidance, or other commentary from the planning the City Council and or the city attorney of things we might want to do in looking at the bylaws of the Planning Commission. He may even ask that I review the bylaws with the Planning Commission, since it's probably been a decade plus since those have really been looked closely at. So that just be aware that may come up at a future date. We'll see how the City Council review goes. It might be an interesting thing to even watch and audit as planning commissioners, just to see what those conversations with the City Council members look like as they go through that process. Let's put it that way. So just want to give you a heads up about that they are starting that up. Mr. Brooks gave them a copy of their operating procedures and guidelines to look at the last council meeting, and they're going to come back on the meeting on the first, I think, and actually discuss it. So there might be some interesting dialogue if you're curious to see how it goes. And I did note, I think in a couple of meetings ago, which the reason I bring this up is because this may be a minor tweak we do to the bylaws, just because state of Utah has some legislature, if you remember I said this earlier this year, in their wisdom, defined that a positive affirmation of a decision is yes. It's the word yes. That doesn't mean you can't use I, because your bylaws probably protect you, but for the sake of state code, it's yes. So is that a big deal? I don't think so, but again, if the city council goes that route, maybe we go that route and we just say yes from now on. I don't know. Just a heads up. So
I thought under that rules of
procedure.
Yeah, I was the proper one anyway.
Used to be until the state legislator got approval from the legislature to call it, to say it's yes. So now somebody spent a lot of time and money to legislate that the appropriate term of affirmation is yes. So there you go. So with that, that's all.
Did
you have something? I do have one $10 of work regarding on the fall cleanup.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you can mention to the city, to the
public works.
Yeah, public works. Maybe running it a week earlier or 2 weeks earlier, because it seems like every year, right about the time the cleanup comes, we get hit with a cold front, storms, everything, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I was planning on doing mine over the weekend, and
it might be timed with, I think we do it through Robinson Waste, and so Robinson actually may be the one setting the scheduling up, but I will communicate to Sean at least your comments.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't want to have a big pile out there for 2-3 weeks waiting for them to come, so I usually wait right before and do it. And the last couple of years, it's been stormy weather, and I've kind of missed out on the fall cleanup.
Okay, so I'll let him know that was a concern that came out of Planning Commission, sure.
Okay. I do have one question about the master plan.
Uh-huh.
I know that we've been talking about redoing that, and there was... I know there's been
that was actually, I think, what I was going to report earlier.
Okay. I know there's been some things done. I was just wondering.
I was going to report that. Remember I said there's something else? I think that's what it was to give a status update on the general plan.
Okay.
That is probably, we're now about 3 months into that, 2.5 months into that. They've had one open house at the fire department open house where they had a kiosk up and talked to the public, and public was able to write down comments and sticky notes and all that, and they got a bunch of feedback. There's going to be another opportunity for that on the October 29th Halloween Carnival that's this Friday. So that will be at I think it's a community center. So if you're only interested, I mean, the Planning Commission will likely be involved in the future anyway, so you'll be able to then review the document that they put together and give feedback at that point. So that might be the time that you can put your finger down into it, kind of, you know, tinker around with some of the ideas presented in it. But that being said, if anybody asks, the meeting on the 29th, or the open house on the 29th, that will be part of the Halloween Carnival, is a good opportunity for residents to have their voice heard. Also, there's a link on the website that we have made available, and it will be advertised in the newsletter again what that link is. So if there's someone in the community that has concerns, comments, ideas they want to share, that's their portal to do that. There have also been interviews by that team of city staff leadership, as well as the mayor, of kind of what's the city, what are the issues, what do we receive the issues to be in the future, what is the city supposed to look like, where's the downtown, how can we improve downtown if there is a perceived downtown, which, not surprisingly, everybody pretty much said river down the road. It's kind of an ambiguous downtown because it's such a unique city. They didn't know how to respond to that. It'll be interesting to see how they talk to that fact. There was some discussion about 4400 being kind of an old, more like historical downtown or a cultural downtown with some of the old uses, even the parade and that sort of thing. But anyway, we'll see how that goes, but at this point, until that open house is done on the 29th, I think that's kind of the end of the first phase, and then we'll move into the next phase of it. So we're kind of ending that first third, if you will, or first quarter, I guess it would be, of the project by the end of this month, and then it'll be interesting to see how they evolve the process. So, yeah, that's a fair question, and that's probably what I was going to bring up earlier.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Mike. Yep. Make a motion, will you adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Here we go.
I tried to do the yes thing after the meeting in Salt Lake.
Good job.
And I got shot down.
Hey, when you figure out how to get rid of that.